they somehow seem to put down noyach, or it seems to be as if it's noyach is less. The first thing is we find esalehim is halach noyach, and Chazal say, Rashi brings it down, that there's a difference between Avram and noyach. Avram, it says that has halach lefonai, by Bris Miller, he's told us halach lefonai, and noyach was esalehim is halach noyach. So it doesn't, it's very nice that we want to emphasize Avram's Milo. So maybe it just says Aslim as Halach Noach, and by Avram it says that has Halach Lefanav Yisomim, which was, by the way, up by the Bris Mila, which was a fairly towards the advanced stage of his life. But Rashi brings it here as if there's some miut, some ismatus in Noach's godless. And it requires an understanding of what exactly, you know, it's what does that mean, the reflection of mitzad noyach and mitzad avram? Where is that mida? Lechura just stam a difference in he's more of a tzaddik. Noyach is his halach with him, and Avram goes beyond him. But noyach little satir shmaya, he doesn't need satir shmaya. Where is that point of divergence between the two anhagis is something that I want to think into a little bit. You also find it says Noach was ish tzadik tam hoy b'deroisov. So Rashi says tupshotim some are l'shvach some l'gnai. The one is dosh l'gnai the fidoyer hoy tzadik lo b'dosh avrom lo hir nechshav l'chlum. So is it why would the Torah be megareya from Noach's madrega? It's fine that we want to say Avram was tremendous, but mainly the first point we pointed out, at least we understand it's going to show us some real distinction in the categorization of the madregas. His madrega is a madrega of his halach lefonai. His madrega is as lokim is halach noach. But here you're just talking about Stam. We're saying that, yeah, he was a big tzaddik, but had he been Avram's time, he wouldn't be anything. Well, first of all, why do we need to emphasize that by Noach? Over here, it's just denigrating Noach. It's not coming at all. It's not as if we have two titles and we're comparing the two titles. It just says, as if the Torah says, he was a big tzaddik when you marked on a curve, not when it was absolute. Also very hard to understand the concept of the doyer of Avram. Avram was a very big tzaddik, but it says v'lohoye b'doyer shavram ne'echshav l'klum. Everybody else in Avram's doyer was not a tzaddik. It was terachs. So, yes, Avram Avinu would have outshone him, but everyone else who wasn't the doyer of Avram was Avram. It's hard to say that after Avram was mashpia and everybody else became such kevaldik tzaddikim, much bigger than Noach. I don't know, it doesn't say it, no reason to think so. It says that by Noach, that he came out veitzei ach Noach, that he limped because he didn't feed the lion in time, and that's why he bit him, and so on and so forth. It's hard to understand why. A lot of the teva was their neis. Whatever the table was, but it was a little bit out there hateva. The Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says you need to do things out there hateva, and then neis is mashum the rest. So it's a little bit. There's a little bit of derech hateva and a lot of neis. It didn't have to be that Noach was spent 24/7 feeding animals, and once when he messed up, that's when he got bitten. It does not mistava that it could HaKadosh Baruch Hu not have done a neis. I don't know, the animals would have been hibernated. There would have been an automatic feeder. I don't know. It seems it's one thing to build a teva that there should be some element of teva, but down to the feeding animals, the pasuk makes a point of it that he was once late for the lion and he got punished for it. He was bitten by it. So I want to go a little bit into the Zohar says over here. But Noach not asking Rachum for the door. Turn around, Bonin. Maheshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu le Noach kishe yotze min ha-teva. V'ruah kol ha'olam charev. V'hischa lifkeis alav. Noach went out of the teva, he saw the world was charev, and he started crying. V'ame, he said, Ribbono shel olam, nikrei sarachum, ha'olcha rachum v'yasecha. You called the rachum, where was your achmanis? Hey Shiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Reya Shatya. You're a foolish shepherd, you're a stupid shepherd. Ka'anam rito, now you wake up. When I told it to you in a soft lashon, in other words, when there was still hope, and the chsiv it says, but hini meivis amabul shaskal basa veima shonach v'chulu k'oisru yisit tzadik from the dar hazeh. Kule hayis akvis imoch v'amris lach. I mean, I had a whole drasha, and I told you, we had a whole dialogue. V'dil detavi rachman alma. What do you think that whole conversation was there for? Because I want you to ask rachman. U'michtein deshames t'tishtazev at v'tivusa. And as soon as you heard that you're going to be saved, lo ol b'libach b'shusa de'alma. You didn't at all think about the world, the world's problems. V'avadata tevusa v'shtavzevta. And you made a teva and you were saved. Okay, and this abed alma, paschis pumach l'malo kodomai, boim esachnunin. Now that the world is empty, now that you see the world is destroyed, oh, now you have what to say. So the and then Rabbi Yechon goes on. He says, "Reimer ben tzedikim shalid yisrael achakech by Noach. Noach was not megin on his door. Was not mispal like Avram, whereas Avram was mispal for his door, and so on and so forth. The Moshe was megin on the door, and so on. So so Chazal over here, so the Zohar points out the difference between Noach and Avram." But he tells him, he calls him Reya Shatya. You're a foolish shepherd. You should have woken up before, and now you wake up. What exactly was the Midah Ra here? What was the point of Avram's, why was Noach, was Mispal before? And Chazal say he didn't care. You see that afterwards, when he looked around and he saw the Bria Charev, he started crying. What was the Nekuda here? What should have changed? What should have happened? He's called the Reya Shatya, which should be called a selfish. I mean, if we were to ask somebody to describe the Midah Ra of somebody that he's being told, everybody is going to get destroyed, I'm going to save you, and he doesn't ask the other people, we would label it as selfishness, egoism, not caring, not being no seba ol, and not no chesed. What's the reya shatya? You're a shaita. So the Zohar Kaddish does say some sort of point. I guess it's a limut schus, or what he thought. Mashma the chesiv it says ke oischo isi tzarik fun v'dar hazeh. Have loyma tzarik lefani ma v'dar hazeh. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was medayek. He was medayek HaKadosh Baruch Hu's conversation with him. He said, Oyscha risa tzadik lefani b'dor hazeh. Kleima lefi ador. U lefikach lo bikesh rachmim. Oma beliboy u levay shavak rachmalei v'imolet. Bekolishke shapsal acher. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me something very clearly. He's telling me that it is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself hinted to me they're not worthy of it. Imagine somebody comes to me and says, listen, everybody else, you know, it's something's going to happen, everybody's going to get destroyed, everybody's going to die. I have no choice, I have to save you, so I guess I'm going to save you. That's quite clear that you're not, there's no room for me to answer somebody else. It's sort of begrudging to me, so certainly I don't have power to answer somebody else. So Noach picked up on it. Noach said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, you know, you're not such a great person, but there's nothing else in the door, there's nobody better in the door, there's nobody else that's shayach to it, so I'm going to pick you up. So wasn't that clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not want him? And the Zohar sort of explaining what he wanted. Lebasam Reblezer, so then Reblezer said, Al koldo, halimit rachmal alma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still sort of yes rachman, the nichalei man de oma tavol of Noach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. And he brings the rayas from other places. Fine. So let's talk about this. Let's understand this a little bit. The in a person's relationship to other people, so there is one element of relationship that we would label chesed, and it would mean as follows. There's me, and that's my primary concern, which it is. A person's own survival is first. Chayecha kaidmin. If I have things, I would like to keep things. I know I like things, and it's enjoyable to have them around. But I can also give them to others. So it's a midah where I add milas to myself by giving to other people. And I'm a mative to others. That's one deher and one understanding of a person's relationship with other people. So a person can be a giving person, can give, he can care for other people, and so on and so forth. That's one midah. The mila of, for instance, so let's take an example. Imagine somebody else has a problem with parnasa, and I go and I give him money. That's chesed, that's tzedakah, and that's very, very nice. There's a second darga. And let's say arvus. Let's say I co-sign a loan with somebody. And then the loiva defaults, depending what type of arvus, arv kavlan or not, but at any rate, I become responsible. I'm not doing him a favor. I became responsible mikoyach the arvus. Arvus is a koyach in the bria. Arvus means that a person his self is defined not in the narrow sense of self, but all the things that I am an arav for become part of me. You find Lamashal in Chazal for different averis, the person's wife dies, the kids die, in all of those in Yanim, the inyan is they can be considered part of my din because they're part of my arvis. Anything that falls under my responsibility is me, and it becomes wedded and welded to me in a way that is seen as part of me. It's true in a family. In other words, the inyan that Chazal say a person is held accountable for misdeeds of his wife, his children, and so on. That's part of a person's responsibility. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh says that I can make a bracha even though I don't need to, but the other person needs to. So my bracha, it's as if I need to make a bracha. It's not a bracha, it's as if I need to make a bracha because he needs to make a bracha. And it says Parasa Shabalazi used to go out on Shabbos with a thing tied to her horns. It was also Shlokidin. So Chazal say Chas Shalom was Parasa Shabalazi, but he wasn't Meich on somebody else. So why does the Mishnah call Parasa Shabalazi? The answer is because it's his responsibility, so it's him. Just like even in Umas Olam, a minister of defense is responsible for things. And if the war turns out bad, even if the failure was of a soldier, he might need to take responsibility and resign, because that's achrayus. That's arvus, that's achrayus. So you have, the Gemara says something fascinating. The Gemara says that when you pay from the chasim, nechasim de inish inan areven loy, the reason why a person's loan can be collected from his nechasim is because there is an element of arvus. Everything I have is me, and therefore whatever my responsibility is, it is the responsibility of every piece of my property, because me and the property are one and the same. The word in Lashon Kodesh for children is taf, which is abbreviation of the word tuffle. In other words, these are things that are addendums to me. They're part of me. They're bottle to me. So there's a second yachas. One yachas of the person to the other is a yachas of is a yachas of the other, and the midah that connects it is chesed and hatava and rachamim. All the midahs are rachamim. And then there's a midah that of arvus, which ties the two together, and it becomes me. So just like if somebody were to come to me and chas shalom and say, you didn't put on a tefillin today. So I would tell him, could I tell him, well, let me correct you on that. My hands didn't put on tefillin today. Well, that's silly. I mean, you and your hands and your head and your face, everything is one and the same. There's no differences. So arvus is a midah that goes outwards. The Ramchal, in his Akdama to Mesillas Yesharim, when he lists the purposes, what's the purpose of a person's creation? So if you look at it, you look at the Akdama, the first one is Lis'anig, Lis'dabig, and then he says, and if a person thinks into it, he realizes that whenever he does something, everything else, the whole Bria is Nis'ala with him together. If you think about it, something about it is strange. Is the Ramchal trying to tell me an incentive? What should I do? So one is to be Mis'anig al Shem, to do the mitzvahs and realize my pleasure is the mitzvahs. More than that, you Mizdabit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the ultimate good of a person. Okay, that progression I see. And then he says, and by the way, if you do mitzvahs, everything else comes with you. I don't find it terribly as an incentive. I also, it's hard to find it as a purpose. In other words, if I'm traveling from point A to point B, so I'm going there for a reason. Somebody says, you know what, if you're going from point A to point B, why don't you, Reuven and Shimon also need a ride, take them along. I say, fine. But at no point is it considered that the purpose of my driving from point A to point B is to give Reuven and Shimon a carpool. It's for me to get there. And I add as I could say, oh, it would be nice if you're going there anyway, why don't you take them also? So if somebody comes along and he says to me, you know, why don't you, if you do mitzvahs, you're nene from Ziva Shechina. Great, that's a tachlis incentive. More than that, you nizdabik takarish baruch hu. Good. And still more, a lot of other guys will be able to catch a ride with you and also become a salad. Fine, it's nice, but it certainly doesn't, it's not a progression. The answer is, Tzuras Adam has two panim in the Bria. There's the Tzuras Adam who's a Nivra, and in that facet of Adam, he is a Nivra, and the Tachlis lies in his self, and everything else is ancillary, it's very nice. The second chelik of Tzuras, the second panim, so mitzad Adam as a Nivra, that's one. An Adam is also Deimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sense that his role in the Bria is for the sake of being Malah the Bria with him. The first thing Adam Rishon was told was, Udu ha'aretz v'kiv shuha. Your job is to be the master of the world. That's your job. More than your job, that's who you are. So if somebody walks in, imagine a principal walks into a school and into a classroom, and he says, let me ask the kids some questions on the Gemara, and the kids fumfer, they don't know it. The teacher says, you know, these kids are not quite bright. I'll tell you the Gemara, you'll see that I really know the Gemara. That's very nice. That's not him as a teacher, that's him as a student. So as a student he gets an A, as a teacher he gets an F, because his darga of teacher is to become the one that's being mashpia on the kids, Torah, and not the other way around, not just as another student, as another somebody who's knowledgeable. So the darga of Adam, there's an Adam that is a Nivra, Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person stands as a Makabel, Klap HaDebria, an Adam stands as a Mashpia. There's a lashon in Chazal by Yaakov, it says, Makadosh Baruch Hu b'yir elamis, tzadikim b'yir elamis. Tzadikim chayim esim. Tzadik, the person Klap, the world is kaviyochol like a Kadosh Baruch Hu klape the person himself. Those are the two dargas. The darga, now, it's not, if it's a luxury, for instance, let's give another example. If I don't feel well, and someone comes and asks me for a favor, I tell them, you know, I'm kind of down and out, and I just, I myself don't feel like doing very much, I can't do it for you. That's a fair reply. A parent, a mother of a child, even if the mother doesn't feel well, she will do for the child anyway, because it's not an extra activity, it's who she is. That's my metzias, the child is me. And therefore, the kal v'chomer, it's like I don't have time for luxuries. When it is an other, it is by definition a luxury. When it's myself, it's not a luxury. And therefore, for a stranger, for a friend, we'd use chayecha koidmin. For a child, most people would adarabe. They might put the child first because they don't perceive the child in terms of other, but rather the relationship of responsibility makes it me rather than an other. Those were the two mahalchim of Tzidkis and the Bria. Noyach was when it says Tzadik b'day Roisov, it doesn't mean to denigrate him. It means, it says in Chazal, Moshe Yiftach b'doyre is kishmul b'doyre. So it's very interesting. Most shittas learn that it's klapi kavod ha-Torah, that you're supposed to be mechabed him. The Marik says that you're mechabed him kifi is Torah, but his decisions and his takanis and his leadership is as binding in Yiftach k'doyre is shmul b'doyre. In other words, Yiftach k'shmul b'doyre means every person's relationship to his dor, whoever it is that it is achrayas, it's him. The achrayas relationship is not a result of he's such a big person that what he says or does should be mechayev other people also. No. If he's the person that's the person at this place, so for instance, if a PA is at a place of an accident, and there's no one else around, his responsibility to the person who's injured is as if he'd be the greatest neurosurgeon, to do kefi yecholtei. And the achrayas of that person's life, in as much as he can do, lies on him. He can't say, well, who am I? There are greater people around. That's true, but they're not around. It's your achrayas, and therefore your achrayas becomes you, and you're the person that's responsible for it, and you bear the consequences. Noach was a tzaddik b'deroisav, and the tzaddik b'deroisav is not meant to denigrate, and it's not meant to be meshabeach be'etzim. It's a title that in his dor he was the one that had the role of being a mashpia klapei that dor, and that's why. Even though he might have introspected and said, I am not the person that Avram is, and therefore I can't be expected to get up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, listen, I'm only saving you because I have no other choice. Let's revisit that scenario and let's think about it a minute. So let's say somebody is invited somewhere. Let's say somebody is given a visa to save himself from someplace, and it's done by lev rechava. Of course, well, you're gonna you feel comfortable asking for somebody else. If you're told I have no choice and I'm doing it against my will, but what can I do? And I'm going to save you. You understand the message clearly that no one else is going to be included. You don't have, you're even afraid to upset the apple cart and to ask for somebody else because it's not going to, you know, you're coming out to skin your own teeth. But imagine the person has a child stuck in the war zone or whatever it is. You'll still ask for it. Why? Because you don't perceive your being saved without the child as being saved. It's not something that you feel you will do as much as you can because it's you. It's not someone else, and you're not asking a favor that the person should have another, but if you're doing it for me, me includes my wife and children. That's the personal relationship. So that's what the Zohar Kodesh says. Noach was told, it's not your, Noach was told, yes, you're not a big person, but what's the difference? In his door, he was the person that was achroy for it. And that's why he's called a shaita. In other words, he didn't understand correctly. He certainly would have been happy to have the door settle for him. He certainly would have been wonderfully pleased that everybody would do tshuva and be saved. That wasn't the problem. But the problem was he didn't understand that if he's the noach of the generation, no matter how small he's told he is, but the generation and him are one and the same. And Chazal say that he was punished because the marble was called after him. It was Kimei Noach, Noach's marble. Fine, he could have maybe been spoiled. Who knows if it would have been saved. But why would we, there's so much other, everyone else was plenty of guilty. Everyone else got themselves into trouble. The answer is, but you can't separate him from his door. If he is the gadol of his door, then no matter who he is and what he is, it's his. It's his marble no matter what. And just like it's his generation no matter what. That was why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the food and his whole tkuf and the teva. He was busy 24/7 feeding the animals. The answer is because Noach was saved not as Noach. Tzuras Adam is the one that's responsible for the Bria. That's the Etzem Tzuras Adam. A person who is an Arev, a person Achroi, that's what a person is. Adam's Milan, the Bria, is that every element in the Bria is a Makabel, Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Adam, who's Mashpia to him. The grass and the trees wait for Adam to irrigate the fields. The animals wait to be fed. There's a chiyuv to feed the animals first because they're your responsibility. And El Chashabbos, there's a musig of Mazonis Seyem Alecha. Those animals that are your responsibility to feed, you can feed. Those animals you have to feed first. That's Adam. All animals, everything else are mekablim. Adam has a koyach to be like Elokim. Is Tzelem Elokim in the sense that he is the Mashpia to the Bria, in the second phase of the Bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu to Adam to the Bria. That's the difference between his Halech and his Halech Lefonai. Noach, they had his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the world of relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam is never the one that goes ahead. Adam is one that follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia. Adam is the Mushpa. He's the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia too. And therefore, he's always, at best, it's in tandem. Avraham Avinu is an Ava Min Goyim. Avraham Avinu is someone that is proactive. And therefore, in his own Metzias, his Halach Lefonai means Adam takes a step ahead, Kaviyachol, and he's Klapa de Bria, he's the one who seems responsible. He doesn't have the option to say, well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring a marble, there'll be a marble. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to bring a marble, it's not going to be a marble. When it comes you, Klapa de Bria, it's your Achrayas. And it's as if you're the Elohim, Kaviyachol. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us. Du Arz Vikiv Shua means it's your Achrayas and your responsibility. I'd like to bring it out. It's something that as a person is young, it's less nagia, and then slowly begins to unfold as a person grows older. We are used to the musagim of toiv and ra, v'nagia to a person's own metzias. Person himself is a good person, is a bad person, so on. We are very used to understanding activities, klapi, other people, in terms of chesed. The person is a giving person, cares about the other because there are other people besides me in the world, and so on and so forth. But we do it with a chesed. The Maral says that the reason why Avram said, B'mo'eda, How did it, you know, why did he kavyochel doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Maral says, Avram's Mida was Chesed. That Mida itself does not carry in itself the ability to make something eternal. If somebody, Din is eternal. If I'm working for you, as long as I'm working for you, you must pay me my salary. It doesn't make a difference how many years go by. Chesed, even if you were giving me tzedakah for 100 years, it's not mechayev the 101st year. There is no mechayev in it. So we do grow up with musagim of chesed, and we do things like that. The musig of achrayis is something that is difficult for us, because it's all work and no fun. Chesed, I always feel good about it. I'm a fine person. And you know what? I do some extra things also. I help this guy. I give something to this person. I care about this person. Those are all, I don't have to. So, but it's like, I'm an Eina Mitzuva Vaisa. Eina Mitzuva Vaisa is a pleasant mitzias to live in. But Achrayis means, if the person next to me has an issue, and I'm the only person around, I have to take care of it. If the person is needy, and I'm the person who can help him, and the one that's closest, then it's not the pshat, I may choose to help him with what a great mitzvah, I need to. And understandably, there might someone a person should not. In other words, mixing to somebody else, when it's somebody else's achrayis, I shouldn't butt in. In other words, being nosy is also not part of it. Taking on things that are not yours is also not right. But I'm talking about, we do tend to shirk achrayis. I have somebody I know is going through a difficult time. There's no one else that really is close enough or has the das to help him. I can, but why would I want to get into it? The answer is, you're in it by the very fact that it's your achrayis. It's not a chesed project. You can choose between 50 different chesed projects, decide which is the chesed project you would like. Adam's mitzias is with achrayis. And the person is responsible for the world around him. The big people in Klal Yisrael, the Zohar Kaddish points out, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was mispalel for Klal Yisrael, was not mispalel out of a position of strength. He didn't come along and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I've got a few credits. I'd like you to help Klal Yisrael. Tzadik Gezer Kaddish Mekayim. Moshe Rabbeinu said one thing, Vim Ayin Mechena Misificha. I don't have a mitzias, of course I don't have a mitzias. Well, if you're saving my heart, but not my head, or my head, so I can save all of you except for your heart, you're not saving anything. Well, if you're saving me without Klal Yisrael, I don't exist. That's the only statement I can say is, be done Klal Yisrael and me together. The Zohar Kodesh says it's a p'china of being meisa nefesh for Klal Yisrael. He was Moses Nefesh Klal Yisrael. In other words, he didn't go in expecting. It's like if you go to the ultimatum to the person giving you the exit visa, and you tell them, it's very nice of you, I appreciate your efforts, but one thing, either I leave with my child or I stay with my child. That's the ultimate, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. Avram Avinu said, Al Yivcha Abcha, he was standing there at Kodesh Baruch and saying, I know that I'm asking for something I shouldn't be asking. I'm going over the line, kaviyachol. Understandably, a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it, but in the Midas Adin, in the Midas HaMishpat, it's over the line. And Avram said, you know, Anocha Of Veifa, I don't have Schusim, but I don't have the choice other than to do what I can for the door, for stone. That's the person's mitzias, whether he likes it or not. A person is, what makes a person big is that he carries on him, what makes him divine-like is not how chashev he can become, because there's no such thing, he's no awareness to this, but the fact that he's a mashpia, he's a bayre, he's a mashpia, and he is responsible for everything around him. And it's a world that when a person gets married, when a person has children, it opens up, and that becomes bal korcha zachrayis. When a person lives in a community, something comes up, he makes, so some people have a tendency, they like to be busybodies, involved in everything, And there is Shikol HaDas a lot of times. No, there are other people around. For you, it's not the right time. The other person should be doing it. For you, it's just it's a horror to be a busybody or whatever it is, and you need not to do it. But for a lot of us, yes, it's the other way around. It's especially if it's something that's unrewarding, fraught with issues, and more heartache than a sense of accomplishment, but it needs to be done. Somebody needs to do it, and you're the person that it's given for. Then a person doesn't have the choice anymore. It's true even in a yeshiva setting. A person has a chaver. Every person has somebody who knows he's not doing well. And for whatever reason, honest evaluation is that you're the only person that can reach out to him. You're closest to him, he trusts you, you know his matzav, he won't confide in somebody else, he doesn't want to go to Rebbe, whatever it is. So there is no choice over there. This is you. Yiftach bedoyrei, kishmul bedoyrei, is not, it doesn't mean, its primary meaning has nothing to do with how much cover to give. It has nothing to do with, we have no choice, but it tells me that every situation, every slice of time, every place, every situation has who is the person that's supposed to take care of it. And in that role, it makes no difference who he is. It's not the pshat, if I'm very, very chashuv and I'm taking care of all of my problems and my issues, I will then start worrying about somebody else's issues. If the situation is that I'm the person that it seems to be, have been selected for it, mitzad the circumstances, mitzad an honest evaluation of circumstances, then it's me. And it just like I'm held accountable if I don't do it. I don't have the bravery to undertake or not undertake it. It has to do with people, it has to do with situations, with communities, with everything. The contrast that Chazal are drawing between Noach and Avram is that the nekuda of the sense of achrayus to the other, not the atov and the chesed, the sense of achrayus is the description of what Adam is be'etzim. A person, every person in his situation, in the matzav that he's the one who's it's given to take care of, it's on the one hand he doesn't have the freedom to shirk from it. It's he's a mitzvah v'oisa, and he has to do it. Meidach gisa, this is where a person really realizes himself. As the Masil Sasharim says, as long as a person is looking at his chayvas by lamay as opportunities, then he doesn't see the real picture. The place where a person realizes, as long as it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu klapi me, should I be misaneg al Hashem, should I dovek in Hashem, it's wonderful. But that's the shallow sense of Bria. When I'm like a Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, the point where I become responsible for the world, that's where Tzuras Adam is realized. That's chayvasai ba'olam moy. The word, the Ramchal's word is so sharp. He doesn't say machavas chayvas ha'adam. The world is it. B'mikra, I have to live. This is my address. Is olam hazeh, and this in this corner. Machavas adam be'olamo. Every person has a world, and there's a chayva first, obviously to be attacking himself. But the ultimate place where a person realizes himself is when he understands that he's linked to the world. That the world sits on his shoulders, and he has an achrayus to it. And in the fulfillment of his achrayus, in the sense that the world is him, and he's achroy for the world, that's where the person realizes ultimately his own greatest godness. Charles.
What's one doing?
Sorry?
With the famous Rabbi Yisrael.